tocando ya el balón Zidane. Entrega por la banda para Roberto Carlos. Toca por dentro. Aparece Ronaldo. Amaga el primer disparo.
Hola, Madridistas! This is the American Madridista Podcast. I'm your host, Dumisani, recording this episode on February 2nd, 2023, from New York City. Real Madrid hosted Valencia at the Bernabeu today as they look to return to winning ways in La Liga, and the Whites affirm their superiority over the visitors after largely controlling the first half, with two goals in quick succession early in the second half that allowed them to cruise to a 2-0 victory. The win means that Real keep Barca from widening their lead at the top of the league table following the midweek matches, as the Whites reduce the gap back to 5 points after Barca's win over Real Betis yesterday temporarily had taken it up to 8. Ancelotti's starting 11 for the match against Valencia today consisted of Camavinga, Rudiger, Militao, and Nacho at the back, Modric, Cruz, and Ceballos in the midfield, and Benzema, Vinicius Jr., and Asensio up front, forming the customary 4-3-3, with Courtois at the back of them all in front of the goal. My first key takeaway from today's match is that Real's injury luck continues to be bad as they suffered a couple more casualties on their way to victory today. The already injury-marred back line suffered yet another blow as Militao couldn't even make it to halftime and had to be replaced by the newly recovered Carvajal in the 36th minute following his collision with Lino in the defensive half just a couple of minutes prior, which in turn caused some early rearrangement to Ancelotti's back line as Nacho moved from the right back position to center back. But as concerning as the loss of Militao was, the news would get even worse as Benzema was forced off of the pitch at the hour mark and had to make way for Rodrigo. That latter substitution didn't have any meaningful implications for this contest as Real were already in firm control by that point, but given the injury issues that Benzema has already had to deal with this season, his form since returning to action after the World Cup break, and the precipitous drop-off in Real's attacking proficiency when he's not in the lineup, one couldn't help but think here we go again after seeing the Frenchman having to go off prematurely. Ancelotti's already thin squad seems almost doomed to never return to full strength this season, given how the return of fit players has coincided with others getting hurt, and with Militao and Benzema now being the latest, Real could be looking at more games in the near future, including some big ones, with Ancelotti having no choice but to field a match unit instead of his preferred starting 11. My second key takeaway from today's match is that for the second contest in a row, the Whites were very encouraging with the attack, generating a number of good chances in the first half an hour that easily could have put them ahead before they finally broke through after halftime. Asensio had a number of good looks at the goal from inside the penalty area in the first 25 minutes, while Vinny and Camavinga also had good opportunities to take aim at the goal from the left side of the box during the first half. The shot opportunities did dry up some for the remainder of the first half, as Real broke less and were more methodical in possession in the attacking half. Rudiger's stoppage time goal as he got his head onto the end of a Modric corner was negated by a Benzema foul on the sequence, but the first half play was threatening enough that it suggested that a goal was more likely than not at some point over the second 45 minutes. That breakthrough would come just 7 minutes into the second half, when Asensio finally was able to put the ball into the back of the net with a golazo from above the right side of the box that sent the ball into the back of the net towards the far post. Vinny then doubled Real's advantage a couple of minutes later on the break, and Real continued to generate more good chances from inside the box throughout the contest thereafter, which left little doubt about what the final outcome of the contest would be, and that result was all but confirmed when Paulista was shown a straight red card in the 72nd minute that took Valencia down to 10 men. My third key takeaway from Real Madrid's 2-0 victory over Valencia today is that the absurd Paulista challenge on Vinny that drew a straight red card might just work in the favor of Real's Brazilian winger, given all of the talk of just how targeted Vinny has been as one of the most fouled players in all of European club football. The challenge was so maliciously violent that the referee didn't even hesitate in sending Paulista off, and given a lot of the narrative that has been ongoing publicly from Real's opponents about their disapproval of the way Vinny conducts himself on the pitch, as well as some of the racial abuse that Vinny has been subjected to by opposition fans, The blow that Vinny took today serves as somewhat of an exclamation point to the assertion that the Brazilian is an unduly marked man on the pitch that deserves more protection from the referees. He got that protection today, and the incident could very well give just cause for referees in future matches to not be as cynical when Vinny does receive physical challenges that bring him to the ground, which could in turn slow down some of the excessive physicality that he has faced from opponents, reduce the number of fouls that have frustrated his play, and free him up to be the attacking threat down the left wing that gives defenders nightmares when he's at his very best.
And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo! Sensational!
Let's rate the player performances from Real Madrid's 2-0 victory over Valencia today. Starting up front, Karim Benzema rated as a 7. In the first half, he got onto a Vinny cross in the box and played the ball behind him with a backheel pass to set up Asensio for a shot in the 19th minute. In the 25th minute, he played the ball just beyond Asensio in the center of the box at the end of a break. In the 28th minute, he won the ball above the box and set up Vinny for a shot in the left side of the box. And in the second minute of stoppage time, his contact with Musa's face in the box resulted in Rudiger's goal getting disallowed by a VAR check and also earned the Frenchman a booking. In the second half, he controlled the ball into the box from Asensio well before taking a shot that was blocked in the 47th minute. In the 52nd minute, he tracked down the ball from Vinny's errant cross on the right wing and played it to Asensio for his golazo from above the right side of the box. In the 54th minute, he played a good through ball from the defensive half for Vinny down the left wing that allowed him to get forward to score Real's second goal. And in the 57th minute, his shot from the center of the box was blocked. But on that occasion, he did grab at his right knee shortly after that effort and was shown to be moving gingerly thereafter. And in the 60th minute, his day would come to an end as he limped off for Rodrigo. Vinicius Jr. rated as an 8 for his official man of the match performance. In the first half, he got onto the end of a Modric through ball on the left wing and into the box, but had his cross blocked in the 11th minute. In the 19th minute, he played a good cross into the box for Benzema during the build-up to an Asensio shot. In the 25th minute, he won the ball just behind the halfway line on the left wing and made a breaking run forward. And in the 28th minute, he forced a save with a shot from the left side of the box. In the second half, he made a run into space down the left wing in the 54th minute, beat the defenders into the penalty area, and then beat the keeper from just above the left side of the 6-yard box to double Real's advantage. In the 72nd minute, he took a vicious late sweeping kick from Paulista on the left wing that got him sent off. In the 86th minute, he set up Nacho for a shot from the left side of the box. And in the 87th minute, his shot from above the left side of the box went well wide to the right. Marco Asensio rated as an 8. In the first half, he got onto the end of a Modric through ball in the box for a shot that forced a save in the 3rd minute. In the 19th minute, he had his shot from the center of the box blocked. In the 25th minute, he couldn't quite get his foot onto the ball for his shot from inside of the penalty area that sent the ball across the box to the right. In the 31st minute, he set up Camavinga for his shot from the left side of the box at the end of a counter. And in the 7th minute of stoppage time, he made a good run into the right side of the box, but his heavy touch sent the ball over the back line. In the second half, he played on a good cross from the right wing that connected with Benzema in the box for a shot that was blocked in the 47th minute. In the 52nd minute, his brilliant strike from above the right corner of the box sent the ball into the back of the net towards the far post to make it 1-0 Real. In the 74th minute, he played a touch pass that set up Valverde for his shot from above the right side of the box. In the 92nd minute, his shot from above the box was blocked, and a minute later, another shot from distance went well wide to the right. In the midfield, Luka Modric rated as a 7. In the first half, he intercepted a pass in the attacking half and quickly played a through ball for Asensio in the right side of the box that set him up for a shot in the 3rd minute. In the 11th minute, he made a good run on the left wing into the attacking half past a couple of defenders before playing the ball forward to Vinny further up on the wing. And in the 2nd minute of stoppage time, his ball in from a corner kick connected with Rudiger for a header that sent the ball into the back of the net, only for the goal to be disallowed by VAR a minute later on account of Benzema's foul. In the second half, he got onto a cruise ball down the left wing in the 56th minute and made the forward run into space to get into the box for a shot that forced a save. And after getting onto the rebound, he set up Benzema for his shot from the center of the box that was blocked. He was replaced by Fede Valverde in the 66th minute. Toni Kroos rated as a 7. In the first half, he played a good crossfield pass out to Nacho on the right wing in the attacking half in the 6th minute. In the 29th minute, he was whistled for a foul after winning the ball with his challenge in the attacking half as he pressed. And in the 31st minute, he played a good through ball into the center of the attacking half for Asensio to spark a counter. In the second half, he played a brilliant through ball up the center of the pitch that connected with Vinny just above the left side of the box in the 52nd minute. And in the 56th minute, he played a good ball from the center of the defensive half for Modric in space on the left wing. He was replaced by Aurelien Tchouaméni in the 66th minute. Dani Ceballos rated as a 7. In the first half, he did well to maintain possession on the left wing in the attacking half as he dribbled through a number of defenders in the 17th minute. And then in the 32nd minute, he won the ball with a tackle on the left wing in the attacking half and then drew a foul. In the second half, he won the ball back with a tackle on Musa on the left wing in the attacking half and drew a foul immediately thereafter. And in the 77th minute, he made a run down the left wing between two defenders before being tackled. In the back, Eduardo Camavinga rated as a 6. In the first half, he defended against a through ball down the right wing well to win a goal kick in the 15th minute. In the 24th minute, he turned the ball over with a bad pass on the left wing in the attacking half. In the 31st minute, his shot from the left side of the box went into the side of the net. And in the 39th minute, his pass on the left wing in the attacking half was intercepted. In the second half, he made a good run from the back into space in the attacking half before playing the ball to Vinny on the left wing in the 69th minute. And in the 84th minute, he played a brilliant backheel through ball for Tchouaméni in the left side of the box that set him up for a shot. Antonio Rudiger rated as a 6. In the first half, he won the ball above the box and quickly played it forward to spark a counter in the 32nd minute. And in the second minute of stoppage time, he got his head onto a ball in from a Modric corner kick and put it inside of the right post. But a minute later, his goal was ruled out after a VAR check confirmed the foul in the box. In the second half, he most notably intercepted a cross in the center of the box in the 67th minute. Eder Militao rated as a 6. In his limited first half stint, he intercepted a cross and conceded a corner in the 7th minute. And then in the 15th minute, he played a very good long ball from the back for Vinny out on the left wing. But in the 34th minute, he collided with Lino on the right side in the defensive half as they both went for the ball and came up injured as a result of the collision. He was replaced by Dani Carvajal in the 36th minute. Nacho rated as a 6. In the first half, he was beaten by a ball down the left wing that connected with Lino, but he recovered well to defend in that situation in the 21st minute, and then thereafter he made a tackle just outside of the box to win the ball. In the 33rd minute, he was booked for a foul from behind in the defensive half that halted a Valencia break, and in the 40th minute, he played a good crossfield long ball for Carvajal out on the right wing in the attacking half. In the second half, he most notably got onto Vinny's through ball in the left side of the box for a shot that was blocked. As for the substitutes, Dani Carvajal rated as a 5. He replaced the injured Militao in the 36th minute. In the first minute of first half stoppage time, his attempted through ball into the box from the right wing was intercepted. In the second half, his cross from the right wing was intercepted in the 76th minute. And in the 87th minute, his cross attempting to connect with Rodrigo above the 6-yard box was also intercepted. Rodrigo rated as a 6. He took the place of the injured Benzema in the 60th minute. In the 64th minute, his shot from above the box went wide left of the goal. In the 77th minute, he won the ball back in the top left corner of the box with the tackle. In the 89th minute, he drew a foul just above the box. And a minute later, his direct free kick forced a save. Fede Valverde rated as a 6. He replaced Luka Modric in the 66th minute. Most notably, he intercepted a pass on the right wing in the attacking half in the 74th minute and then got onto Asensio's touch pass above the right corner of the box for a shot that forced a save by the near post. Aurelien Tchouaméni is the final substitute, rated as a 6. He replaced Toni Kroos in the 66th minute. A minute later, he intercepted a ball in from a cross, although he couldn't quite clear it from the box. In the 84th minute, he got onto a Camavinga through ball in the left side of the box for a shot that was blocked. And in the 86th minute, he took a shot from distance that went well high and wide to the right. Finally, in front of the goal, Thibaut Courtois rated as a 6. In the first half, he intercepted a long through ball above the box in the 24th minute. In the 30th minute, he intercepted a through ball in the left side of the box. In the 45th minute, he caught a ball in from a corner right in front of the goal. And in the 7th minute of stoppage time, he caught a ball in from a cross right in front of the goal. The second half was even easier for him than the first, as he was largely idle as a spectator, and he most notably caught a ball in from a cross in the left side of the box in the 82nd minute. It was a thoroughly dominating Real Madrid performance that built on the good but goalless showing against Real Sociedad over the weekend, as the Whites could have easily scored 4 or 5 in this match. But the injuries to both Militao and Benzema, as well as the Paulista challenge on Vini that could have easily added him to the injury list, did leave a little bit of a bitter taste that somewhat marred what was an entertaining and satisfying Real Madrid win.
Three in the box waiting for the cross, and it was Bale! Oh, what about that? What about that from Gareth Bale?
Up next for Real Madrid, Ancelotti's squad will be back on the road this upcoming Sunday as they'll travel to take on Mallorca in league play. Real thrashed Mallorca 4-1 at the Bernabeu last September. Mallorca currently sit 10th in the league with 25 points after 19 matches played, having won 7, drawn 4, and lost 8. They've lost 3 of their last 4 matches across all competitions, scoring only once during that stretch, and with only 15 goals scored all season long, Mallorca will be hard-pressed to get anything from the match, let alone a win against the Whites, which means that Real will have no excuses for not making it 5 wins in a row over the island side. The next time you all will hear from me on this podcast will be after Real Madrid's away match against Mallorca this upcoming Sunday, so be sure to keep an eye out for a new episode to drop once the final whistle sounds. Until then, as always, Hala Madrid!
Parió Zidane, gol del Madrid en el 45, gol de Zinedine Zidane, Real Madrid 2, Leverkusen 1.